We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
I'm Rob Archer in for Karen Adams. Sheriff Alex Villanueva is being called on to resign immediately following the passage of a resolution by the Civilian Oversight Commission. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero with the story.
The original resolution was to condemn Villanueva's leadership and vow to hold him accountable if he continued, quote, to facilitate dysfunction in the agency. But the commission's discussion, however, ended up with a decision to call on him to step down. Commission Chair Lael Rubin.
I've given this a lot of thought. I don't think he has any intention of making things better.
Although she ultimately voted in favor of the resolution, Commissioner Patty Giggins did raise this concern.
The sheriff, by us calling for the sheriff to resign, and he doesn't resign, you know, where does that leave us? I think that's one of the considerations. Where does that leave us as a commission doing oversight?
The document does state that the commission stands ready to engage with Sheriff Villanueva in an effort to maintain a respectful dialogue and provide constructive and timely oversight of the department. Now it really is up to him. We are currently awaiting a comment from the sheriff about the commission's action. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
After going months without a council member, residents of LA's District 14, they now have a new representative.
I, Kevin DeLeon,
do solemnly swear.
It was an unprecedented swearing-in ceremony for Kevin DeLeon, a virtual one broadcast on Facebook. There was no mention of his predecessor, Jose Huizar, who was suspended in June. He's awaiting trial on racketeering, bribery, money laundering, and other charges stemming from the Fed's ongoing City Hall pay-to-play probe. He's pleaded not guilty. Without directly naming Huizar, who's accused of shaking down real estate developers for bribes, campaign donations, and gifts, DeLeon said serious flaws in city planning need to be addressed.
Our current system lacks transparency, predictability, and has created a breeding ground for consultants and others to abuse the system and inflate costs.
DeLeon called for an overhaul of the process to prioritize and accelerate the creation of affordable housing. He said he's already working with the planning department to cut hundreds of pages of convoluted and unnecessary old codes. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Herd immunity is the idea that if enough of us contract the coronavirus, recover and develop immunity, it'll be difficult for the virus to keep spreading. That would allow us to reopen everything all at once. But LA County Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis said today there is one more thing you should know about herd immunity.
This approach would unnecessarily sacrifice many lives.
Most public health experts translate many as millions. Dr. Davis says that's because until we reach the theoretical herd immunity threshold, the 30% of the population considered high risk would be in jeopardy whether or not they isolate themselves.
Many people who are at great risk are an integral part of our society. They live and interact with people who are younger and healthier. This is why every person, must use the tools we have to slow the spread of the virus at all times.
Dr. Davis also said that just as in previous years, the health department will give flu shots to as many homeless people as possible this year in the hope that they will also be at less risk from the coronavirus.
Orange County, 31 deaths from the virus. First time the count was in the double digits since a month ago. Officials say the latest deaths actually have happened over the past few months, though. Health officer Dr. Clayton Chow says he doesn't expect the county to move out of the red, the second most restrictive tier, anytime soon.
Our testing positivity rate has consistently been in the range for the orange, the moderate tier, for more than a month now. However, the case rate metric has consistently been in the red tier range for more than 2 weeks, which keeps us in the red tier as a whole.
1,400 people have died from the virus in Orange County, almost 1,400. Nearly 1,400 more people have tested positive.
More than 6 in 10 parents of California school kids say they would be uncomfortable sending their children back into the classroom right now. That's the finding of a statewide survey commissioned by the California Teachers Association. Pollsters also found the parents don't expect to change their minds anytime soon. 4 in 10 parents say they don't think kids should be back in the classroom until there's a coronavirus vaccine.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.